这当年不这种的发展的老公不能不能因为这样的这种这些话就发生了他们公安处处都防我一起交通这些公安的法官这些他们后来我不承认就发生了懂得我不明白的懂得我就发生了就发觉得细胞素描这些人就是交往上方的我们这些现在我们这些就懂了是吧？因为你要说这些性质嘛，差不多嘛。他两个双方嘛，就肯定那种外头就是这些嘛，性质嘛，差不多。他现在这样嘛，现在老板上班的时候，你心里担保有你，给他来人上班，我们老板上班叫我操。嗯，走吧。弟兄不知道我不是谁，就是对方那个土地的主权的意思，王先生。Do not commit an unlawful action. Terminate the.Perfect virtue, subdue one's mind, and this is the teaching of the Buddha. The essence, the next teaching, the next the prayer, what is the essence, what is saying, to remember it, and to remember and see how things are self, the action, the self and action object, enemy and center, is a body possession of both.All these things, how they are, it's natural transitory. There's a change in every second about cause and conditions. And, and they think because of that, that these things can be stopped at any time. So therefore, you see, there's no basis to, you see, to get angry. There's no basis to get angry. There's no reason, you know, you see. Battle is no basis, no words to get angry, and to have dissatisfied mind design, and to rise is wrong conception, the concept of permanence. So, while these things are, is a transitory, is impermanent nature, then, you see, believing something else,than what they have in the reality. That is the fundamental problem of life. That's the fundamental suffering in our life. So, to really practice an awareness, being mindful of their nature, self, action, object, is object, you know, that brings peace. That brings tranquility, peace in the mind.Protection for life, for the mind. Protection from disturbing thoughts, from the wrong conceptions, from all the harmful thoughts, common to one thousand parts, and harmful thoughts and harmful actions, the karma. So with this, when we live the life, with the other thought, you see, concept of permanence, you see, looking at these things contradictory to the reality. Looking at these things something else, which doesn't exist in the reality. You see, when our life then, times, you see, when we live the life with this thought, then there's problem in life. Then you see there's confusion in the life. That is soulless confusion.That is soul's confusion and that brings many other and a thousand other problems. So, you see, this is this practice, the meditation, the impermanence in everyday life, the awareness, in other words, the awareness in the reality of these things as they are.That has become so essential, so important, basis for happiness, peace of mind, best protection, for life. And then on top of that, when we talk, when we say I, So, you're saying that the reason for the pendulum is to know the level I. I'm going to listen to Dharma. As I get it, listen to Dharma. Now I'm listening to Dharma. And I get it, sitting on the chair. Now I'm sitting on the chair. So, you see, we level. You see, when we think I, when we hear I, when we talk I, it's all means, you see, putting the level. Putting the label I. Giving label I. Putting the label, you see, on the aggregate. And depending on the aggregate. So, listening, teaching, the action of I, listening, teaching, I can be impute. You know, are going to be impute. This is what the senses are doing, the aggregate mind, what the mind is doing, you see. Aggregate, the mind, you know, what it is doing. So, as that is paying attention, paying attention to the words. So, you see, I am listening. So, listening, teaching. Again, that's, you see, if you sense something, object, you see, this is something, teaching is also imputed, you know. On the words, one is imputative level teaching, on the words, what one hear, you see, what Buddha taught, so the meaning. And then, when we say, when we say enemy, when we think enemy, when we say, when we hear enemy, again, that's the imputed Buddha. You say, one has put the label enemy. Then when one thinks friend, also one put the label as friend. In stranger, one put the label, you know, stranger, or is it depending on the, depending on the aggregates, you know, on the aggregates. So possession, you know. When it's in possession, wealth, money, so forth, again we put the label on those bases. It depends on those particular bases. And same thing is the body. This body also we put the label. You see when we hear when we think body, again you see the label that is imputed on this base. It is this, not just five limbs, with the main bodies and the five limbs, and on that, which depends on this space, you know, we label body. So you see, from morning into night, whatever we talk, whatever we hear, whatever we think, so we're talking about the label. We're talking, every time when we think, we're putting labels on things. Every time, from morning into night, when we think, we talk, we do conversation, you see, talking in the office, in the family, in the job. You see, constantly we're putting the label. We're putting the label. Simply we're making things like this. We're putting, you see, putting label. So anything that we think on the label. That is imputed. You see, for example, this clock. You see, okay? So this clock, this label clock, then you see, again, you see, each piece has a label, you know, that, you know, each part, you see, each part of this has a label. You see, so that label is put on that label, that label is put on that label, that label is put on that label. So you see, like that, you see, put on the atom. The atom. Atom is also put is a label that is imputed, made imputed on the not atom. You see, that atom, but that atom is imputed, not atom. So since atoms, you see, it's a partial, particle, you know, the atoms are particles. As mentioned scientifically, we discovered particles as well as in the Pasangika, for school, for the particulars. So, however, you see, one level is given on another level, and that level is given on another level, you see. So like that, you see. The whole thing down to the atom, atom like that, you see, the whole thing is a pile of levels. But then why you see so concrete this watch? But why you see so concrete this clock? You see, that's another question that we have to analyze. What if it is not? So in reality, like this. So therefore, you see, for everything, samsara nirvana, everything, from morning to night, what we talk about work, about family, about form, about you see, happiness, suffering, everything, you see, everything's level imputed by the mind. You see, everything came from the mind. Everything came from the mind, imputed by the mind. You see, so now you can understand and your watch. So what you see, it exists by depending on this basis, on this particular basis with the time and telling time and your thought with levels clock. You see, so therefore the clock is not independent. Clock is the band rising. Clock is not independent. Clock doesn't exist from the science. Doesn't exist from the science. Clock exists by depending on your mind and that base with that particular function telling the time. Clock is completely empty existing from its inside. Clock is empty from its inside. Clock exists from the side of the mind, not from there, but from the side of the mind. In the view of the mind, there's clock. In the view of the perceiver, or in the view of the mind, there's clock. However, clock, when we hear clock, means it's dependent rising. When you have clock is dependent rising. You see, dependent rising. Dependent, these two things that it exists. A clock, you see, when you have clock, you see, something that is mainly imputed on the base by the mind. So you see, clock. Clock itself means dependent rising. Dependent rising. Itself means being imputed. Itself, you see, the label means imputed by the mind. So now, same thing, I. Means, again, you see, I means dependent rising. Depend on aggregates and the thought of levels, the I means. So, when you hear I, means, you see, not you see, what means dependent rising. Labeled by being, you see, merely imputed by the mind. Came from the mind. See, the label first came from the mind. I. The level first came from the mind. So what's called I is the level came from the mind. So the I, there is no so I is empty.
Oh. Yama Guru Ramanandala, Dana Yamaya, Sanji, Sudan Tuji, Shamanga, Chandra Bottom, Dana, Japuja, Taji, Chushin, Gibbs, Manjitara, Pesha, Tanjin, Rubon, Sanji, Sudan Tuji, Shamanga, Chandra Bottom, Dana, Japuja, Taji, Chushin, Gibbs, Manjitara, Pesha, Tanjin, Rubon. I go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assemblies until I achieve enlightenment. Due to the merits, having accumulated charity, having done charity, and so forth, may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit all the migratory beings. It is extremely important for the so to obtain happiness for self, and especially to obtain happiness for all sentient beings, to obtain all the happiness for the sentient beings to practice bodhicitta, the altruism. So, in order to generate the realization of bodhicitta, which is the door of the Mahayana path, the source of, say, enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment. For that, you see, need to generate the preliminary, the renunciation of the whole entire samsara. And that, to generate the renunciation of the whole entire samsara, needs first to generate the renunciation to this life. You see, the cutting off, one one form of the ignorance. So, like this. So, without a good heart, just a compassion, then, you see, with those other thoughts, you see, it harms to oneself, it harms, you see, to other sentient beings. So, you see, from the birth, you see, until now, by following, you see, when we do not practice compassion, loving kindness, you see, and when our mind is being under the control of self-cherishing thoughts and those other disturbing thoughts, you see, it gives a lot of harm to other sentient things. So the nearest sentient beings, you know, the family, you see, the people around oneself, the creatures around oneself, you see, the nearest sentient beings from there, you see, it get so from the nearest sentient beings, then, you see, it gave harm to many other sentient beings, even inside. When our mind is not in the good heart, you see, the nature of patience, or the nature of, you see, compassion, that is good heart. So, like this, you see, from these, you know, disturbing thoughts were completely eliminated in the past, then you see, there's no reason, you see, to rise these things in this life. There's no reason, you see, to be born with this, you know, disturbing thoughts. Because these disturbing thoughts were not eliminated in the past, in the past lives, so that's why we're born with this disturbing thought, such as, you know, the ego central mind, the self-centered thought, like this. So from beginningless rebirth, you see, we do not eliminate this, you see, this disturbing thoughts. The self-cherishing thought, ignorance, and attachment, these things we do not eliminate. So, you see, with these thoughts we have been given harm, you see, not only oneself, but to other sentient beings. So, numberless other sentient beings, to all sentient beings. So, you see, if we still do not change our attitude, if we don't do something in this life, you see, by having this perfect inner birth, if we don't do something with this mind, if we don't get done something, you see, to eliminate these things, these disturbing thoughts, then, you see, same thing, also in the future lives, you know, life to life, so continuously we want to give half the other sentient beings besides oneself. So, by having good heart, the compassion towards other sentient beings, all other sentient beings, they don't receive harm, starting from the, you see, family, the nearest sentient being, with whom one live together, you know, with whom individual life one deal with, you know, so one eat, you know, work together, live together. So you see, by having good heart towards others, then everyone, starting from the family, from the nearest person, to all other sentient beings, you see, they don't receive harm from you, they receive happiness. They don't receive harm from you, so that is the peace, what they're receiving from you. And peace is dependent to you. So on top of that, by having compassion in one's, with one's mind, benefit, besides only giving harm others, one benefit, you see, starting from the nearest sentient being, and from there towards all sentient beings, is one benefit. You see, one cause happiness, free other sufferings, you know, free others from the sufferings, and cause happiness to other sentient beings. So, this what, you see, by having compassion, this good heart, what comes is a production, is a result in the action, is a benefit, is a from the nearest person, nearest sentient being, towards all other sentient beings. So, therefore, if you have good heart, then all others they receive peace, happiness. And if you don't have, if you do not change our attitude, do not develop our mind, if we let our mind under the control of this self-chasing thought, those are the disturbing thoughts, then you see, starting from the nearest sentient being, and then towards all sentient beings, receive harm from oneself. So therefore, we are completely responsible. All sentient beings' happiness. We are completely, each of us here are completely responsible to pacify sufferings of all sentient beings and drop their happiness for all sentient beings. Temporary and ultimate, special ultimate happiness. Even you see all other sentient beings, even you see the whole rest of the family do not practice compassion. It's a good heart. What they do towards you is only harm. You see, what they think of you, what the attitude towards you is, you see, that they don't love you, hate, and action only harm. Now, even the whole country, even the whole how many million people in this in the country, there are, you see, the attitude towards you is a hate, hatred, and an action is the only harm towards you. Now, all sentient beings, even they don't practice with harm towards you. They all sentient beings, they hate you. You see, even they hate you, and what they do in the action to you towards you is only harm. But you see, even all sentient beings, they hate you, what they do is only harm to you. But you see, there's nothing so much to be depressed, because you are one person. You are one person. So even you are born in born in hell, suffering, you're one person, nothing so much to be depressed, or even you achieve liberation, ultimate happiness for yourself. You see, nothing so much to be excited, because you are one person. You see, one being, you know, one living being. But now, if this one person, you see, does not practice good heart, the danger is, the great danger is, this one person, if doesn't practice good heart, if there's no compassion in this mental conditioning, you see, in this heart, then there's danger, and this one person, you see, gives harm to all the number, to the numberless sentient beings. So whom this one person gives harm is numberless. Numberless, you see. So this is much more terrifying. You see, like it happened in the world, like it happened historically many times, so one person killed many million people like that, you see. So how so many million people, how terrifying that is, you see. So like that, you see, one person not practicing patience, not practicing good heart, one person not practicing good heart, how you see great harm to the many millions of people, and this is without counting the animals, the creatures living in the ocean, living in the on the ground. You see, without counting those, how much they were killed and they received harm. So, like this. So, therefore, so this is so you see. So if oneself doesn't practice, you know, good heart, compassion, then there's danger, you see, numberless other sentient beings receive harm. So therefore, you're the one person to practice good heart, you see, oneself to practice good heart first is the, you see, most crucial thing. It's so important. For other sentient beings. So important this other one sentient being, so important, even more important is the 10 sentient beings, you see, 10 people in the family, you see, 5 or 10, whatever. So now it becomes even more important for you to practice good heart. And now you see, there are millions of others, people, human beings, you see, in the country, even become more important. Practice good heart. And now, numberless human beings, numberless, you see, hell beings, ghost peta beings, animal beings, you see, worldly gods, you see, asura, you see, the numberless of each of these suffering sentient beings are numberless. So, you see, now, the need, this one person, you see, oneself, need to practice good heart is become unbelievable, you see. So, see, the most important. Yeah, then, so now, so therefore, you see, one must practice good heart. And you see, the altruism towards, you see, the one just general altruism towards the other sentient beings. And you see, in the action, you see, abandon giving harm and benefit to other sentient beings. On the top of that, then, you see, on the top of that, you want benefit for the sentient beings. So, if one can't benefit to the sentient beings, at least that is not giving harm other sentient beings. The very last practice was left is to, you see, to not give harm other sentient beings. So, if one does not change that action, giving harm other sentient beings, even harm other sentient beings, if one does not change that, it doesn't stop that, there's no practice left. There's no Dharma practice. There's no spiritual practice left. If one cannot stop giving harm to other sentient beings. So on the basis of not giving harm others, then benefiting other sentient beings. So it is not only, you see, causing them, you see, temporal happiness in this life, it's physical, mental, you see, not only that. In regards to concerning, to benefit for other sentient beings. So, not just that. Then, you see, more important, greater benefit than this is to cause others is, you see, to cause others to have happiness in the, you see, in their long run, the, you see, future lives, to to have happiness, you see, in the long run, the future lives. In all those future lives, to have happiness. So to cause this is more important. To obtain this benefit is more important because it's long run. You see, after a certain length of time, until by generating path, remedy path in the mind, and you see, and stop the cycle, the suffering cycle of death and birth. So they have to, until that, you see, they have to be born and die again. You see, have to continue, you see. Have to experience these sufferings continuously. So the benefit, you see, what we cause others to obtain others, you see, now to cause them, you see, the long run, you see, happiness in all the fish lives. Now this is more important than this day-to-day life. This life is a temporary happiness to him. Now, even more important than the second benefit is causing the happiness, you see, and in all the future lives, you see, more important than that is to complete end the, you see, for the entire problems, the true suffering, and causes the karma and delusion. You see, to bring them in ultimate happiness. Now, this is ultimate benefit, and this is even more important than the previous one, second benefit. Otherwise, you see, how much we cost them, as the second benefit is also temporary happiness. you see, this temporary happiness, temporary pleasure, the samsara pleasure, you see, how much we cause others, you know, see, there's no end. As long as they don't remove, you see, the cause of the samsara, the karma and delusion, the action and the disturbing thoughts, such the ignorance, not knowing, you see, ultimate nature of the I, you know, itself. The aggregates, mind, so forth, they have to receive continuously. They produce, you know, you see, until they eliminate the disturbing thoughts, they produce karma, and then that, you see, continuously creates samsara, you know, by leaving imprint on the mental continuum, you see, imprint of the future life samsara, the suffering realm, the aggregates, which is the basis of all the problems, you know, the rebirth, old age, sickness, death, so according to a human like this, then you see many other problems. Until they eliminate the true cause of the suffering, you see, they have to experience the true suffering, you see, again and again. So, you see, there's no end. From their side, they continue to create a cause of the problems. So, you see, there's no end for their problem, you see. So even the temporary happiness, what we cause, if you analyze, you see, and this is some sort of pleasure, and this is, you see, if you analyze, it is only suffering. It is labeled, it is appeared. It is appeared as pleasure, but it's not pleasure. This temporary some sort of pleasures, you see, on a feeling which is suffering, doesn't want to label, on a feeling which is suffering, doesn't want to label pleasure, it appears as pleasure. You see? So, it's not real, pure happiness. So if it's real pure happiness, you see, more we work for, it should be developed. You know, you see, like day by day, month by month, year by year, it should be developed more and more, you see, but that doesn't happen. You see, more we work for it, you see, the action only, you see, causes it to increase the pleasure. Action compounds, you see, to increase the discomfort. So, like this. So therefore, you see, to cause them, to obtain the ultimate benefit, you see, to bring them in the cessation of the whole entire suffering causes, you see, this becomes much more important. You see, to obtain the ultimate benefit, it becomes much more important than the previous one. Now, even more important than this, you see, the most important, that is, to bring all the sentient beings, you see, in the, the peerless, perfect, you know, state of peace, the full enlightenment, the complete, you see, peace of mind. The mental state, which has ceased all the mistakes, and which is completely in all the realizations, so this is what is called fully enlightenment, Buddhahood state or fully enlightenment, you see. Now, so to bring all the sentiments in this, you see, in this, fully enlightenment. So this becomes, this benefit, this ultimate benefit becomes most important, you see, than among all those other benefits. Now, in order to, you see, complete this work, to bring all sentient beings to, you see, the full enlightenment, you see, that, you see, first, one need to achieve enlightenment. Oneself need to achieve the full enlightenment. The state which exceeds all the mistakes of the mind and completely in all the realizations. So, for that, one need to see, Lamrim, the gradual path to enlightenment. The three capable beings, how they are. You who practice the path, the gradual path. So the gradual path, gradual path of the lower capable being. For this one, you see, the motivation, you see, the attitude is, let this life, you see, behind, close the, you see, and the attitude is a complete cut off, you see, the clinging to this life. Clinging to this life. So that's the attitude. Attitude, you see, generated by meditating on the perfect human rebirth. and that this is highly meaningful, and this is difficult to achieve again, and the impermanent death, that death is definitely happen, that death can happen any moment, and at the death time nothing can benefit except only on Dharma. Body is a possession, relatives, you know, surrounding people, nothing can benefit except only of the Dharma. And then you see suffering, so even dies, you know, we need karma, without having purified this karma, and by creating this karma, then you see after death, you see one takes a bird in the lower realm, in the Nara Pratha animal, those lower realms. So you see, then you were born there, then there's no happiness. You see, more of the attractive Dharma, only suffering. One experience of the heaviest suffering. Then mentioned on the, also you see, the karma. So you see, by generating these realizations, the method, you see, these meditations, realization of these meditations, then you see, one cut off, you see, clinging to this life. So that's the attitude. Attitude, and the aim of this is a law of capable beings, and the aim is, you see, to achieve happiness in the future lives. There are a human being. And you see, for that, you see, in order to achieve this aim, you know, then for that method, one, you see, in the action, one practice, you see, one protect karma, taking refuge and protecting karma. So the main thing is protecting karma. For you see, by realizing the shortcomings of ten and virtuous actions, you know, by realizing that how they are harmful, and then you see how they are cause of the sufferings, and then you see one by seeing the benefits of living in the vow, living in the vow morality, you see, such a ten virtue. Living the vow, you see, and not committing the, to abandon ten virtues. So that is, you see, living those ten vows, you know, so that is the practicing ten the virtue. So, in other words, protecting karma, practicing morality, you see, to achieve happiness, to achieve the happiness of the future lives. Then, now, the middle capable being, you see, on the basis of the motivation, cut off clinging to this life, you see, then cut off clinging the whole entire samsara. A samsara perfections, happiness, not having the slightest interest. The samsara, the whole samsara, you see, perfection, happiness. So this is the motivation. The second is the capable beings, their motivation. So the aim, so this is generated, this motivation generated, you see, renunciation of the whole entire samsara. It generates, you see, by meditating on the, you see, the shortcomings of samsara, the true suffering, the, you see, general suffering of samsara, and the particular sufferings of the deva realm, human realm, those, the shortcomings of samsara. So by meditating on that, you see, generate the renunciation of the entire samsara. So that's the motivation. Then the aim is to achieve, you see, liberation for self. It's a liberation that which is released just only from the samsara. in other words, it's just the true suffering and true cause of the suffering. So for to achieve the liberation for self, then you see, is what this method, what one practice, is the higher training of the morality and the concentration, the samadhi, tranquil abiding, and then on the basis of that we see great insight. Then, so you see, the middle capable beings, you see, they practice also based on the first capable beings, you see, and the lower capable beings, you see, practice, you know, living in the ten practice of ten virtue is based on that. Now, so the differences is by the goal, you see. So now the third higher capable being, because you see, having the full renunciation, you see, to one's own samsara, seeing one's own samsara, you see, in the nature, say, like being in the center of the fire, you know, like being in the center of the fire, then you see, by looking at others how they are suffering samsara, then you see, you see, one generates a great compassion, you know, great compassion. You see, feeling so unbearable that other sentient beings, experiencing suffering with samsara. So seeing other sentient beings in the samsara is like, you see, is like other sentient beings being in the center of the fire, living in the center of the fire, and the suffering. So, you see, there's no happiness even for 1 second. No happiness even for 1 second at all. So, like that, it's feeling so unbearable, you see, such unbearable compassion arises by looking at others, seeing how others are suffering the samsara. Then, this compassion becomes a reason, you see, to generate the altruism. You see, so I must free them from all the sufferings. I must free them, you see, from all the suffering and the causes, you know. To do that, one must see, you know, all the sentient beings, different level of mind. For example, you see, a doctor to cure one patient's disease, you see, to cure one patient's. So the doctor, you see, if the doctor doesn't know, you see, what disease that person has, you know, all the symptoms what the person has, you see, and also the different treatment that should be given to the person at different time or even at the same time. So if the doctor doesn't know all the problems what the person has and all the methods how to, you see, all the treatment how to cure person's disease, so it cannot, you see, cannot cure the person perfectly, completely. So you see, need to know every single problem what each patient has, and you see, every single treatment, have to know all the diagnosis and all the treatment, you see, the doctor should know completely, to be able to completely cure the other person, and each patient. So if oneself doesn't have that knowledge, you see, then you can't do perfect work for other patients. So, you see, similar. So without understanding all sentient beings, you see, different level of mind, characteristics, and all the different methods to guide them, you see, to free them from all the sufferings, all the obstructions, to lead to, you see, the highest, the full enlightenment, this peerless happiness. So, who knows this is only omniscient mind. You see, that which, you see, can see all these things, every single, you see, different level of mind of the sentient beings and all the methods, you see, all the suitable methods is only omniscient mind. So, therefore, you see, a master of omniscient mind for the sake of all sentient beings, to free them from all sufferings to lead to enlightenment. So you see, so compassion becomes the reason to generate bodhicitta. So this is bodhicitta. This is altruism to achieve enlightenment for all sentient beings. So this is the motivation of the, you see, the great, the great capable being. And his, you see, the great capable being's aim is to achieve enlightenment, you see, for sentient beings. The great liberation for the sentient beings. So for that, you see, for the, in order to achieve this aim, then practice the method, you see, this is the conduct, the Buddha's self-conduct, six parameters. And then, you see, on the top of that, one who practices Tantra, the one who practices Tantra path. So like this, the mental wisdom. So, also this, the higher capable beings, you see, the practice, you know, practicing six parameters, practicing Tantra, is based on, you see, the middle capable beings, you see, practice Triya trainings. And also it's based on the lower capable beings practice, you see, living, protecting karma, living in the morality, you see, living, you see, the practice and virtue, so like this. So the, you see, other than these three capable beings, you see, those who are living the life just for this, just to, you see, obtain happiness this life, then this, you see, it is capable being, but this is ordinary capable being. It's not the real capable being. It's not the real capable being. It's ordinary capable being. It's who doesn't work. It's who doesn't work, you see, who doesn't attempt to obtain happiness beyond from this life. Who only live the life, you see, who only, say, live the life working for the happiness of only this life, but as ordinary, capable being. So, this is, you see, nothing special, nothing higher, you see, from the animals, the creature, you see, the pig, or you see, the goats, you see, cow, so even the, even you see the creatures, you see, tigers, you see, or you see, mouse, you know, you see, those tiny insects, and you see, big, you know, tigers, and so forth, you see, they're also very smart, you see, they're very smart to destroy the enemies who harm them, and to, you see, to earn means of living, you see, for themselves, you see, for this life, happiness this life, you see, even those animals, you know, even the tiny ones, like ant or even big tiger and so forth, you see, and they're, you see, very smart, you know, you see, to obtain means of living, but to obtain happiness this life. You see, to find, say, to obtain comfort of this life, you know, to find food and so forth. They're very smart. So, however, so all these are, you see, ordinary capable beings who are just able to, you see, work only for this, to comfort of this life. So, So that is not the real meaning of human life. So even animals, those are non-human beings, even they who do this. So the real meaning of the human life, that is, you see, greatest meaning of the human life is, you see, with bodhicitta, then you see, practicing path, you know, you see, in order to achieve enlightenment. And this is paramita, you see, this path, in order to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. Then lower than that, meaning of the human life, you see, the great meaning of human life, Lord, and that is to achieve liberation for self, you know. The Lord and that is to achieve happiness of future lives. You see, Lord and that, the great meaning of human life, you see, Lord and that, Lord and the second one is to at least, you see, to work, to obtain the long-run happiness, happiness beyond from this life. You see, so that is the lowest meaning of the human life. So, so if you listen to Dharma, if you listen to teaching, you see, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, you become a cause to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, you know. If you listen to Dharma, just to achieve liberation for self, then it becomes only cause of only that, you know, doesn't become cause to achieve enlightenment. So if you listen to Dharma, you see, to achieve happiness in future life, then just that, you see, it becomes cause of just that, happiness in future life. Doesn't become cause of enlightenment, you know, liberation, as a liberation for self. Now if you listen to Dharma, you see, for the happiness of this life, you know, to get reputations, power, the worldly power, reputations, and the happiness of this life. Then you see the subject what one listens is Dharma, you know. Even that is a Dharma, Buddha's teaching. But once one listens to Dharma, does not become Dharma. Action listen Dharma does not become Dharma. Even the subject is Dharma, but action listen teaching does not become Dharma. Because the attitude is not Dharma. Motivation is not Dharma. In other words, it's motivation, because the worldly concern is the attachment, the clinging to this life. So any action from morning to night that we do, besides listening to Dharma, anything that is done, with worldly concern, is to obtain only happiness in this life, and then promote the actions become non-virtue. So, non-virtue, result of non-virtuous action is as Lama has just explained, is a rebirth in the Nara, the animal, these realms. So therefore you can see the suffering and happiness of comes from our mind. It doesn't come from outside. It comes from our attitude, our everyday life attitude, it's a positive attitude, negative attitude, you know. So depending on how we think, depending on how we live the life every day, you see. So you see, there is no outside creator, you know, there is no outside creator who created our happiness suffering, you see. First of all, our happiness suffering is not that something which did not have cause, it's not that. There's no outside creator who creates our happiness suffering. You see, it's a creation, our happiness suffering is a creation of only, it's a creation of our mind. With the depending on positive and negative attitude. So now Arjuna said, you see, the anger, attachment, non-virtuous that is born from that, the action that is born from that is non-virtue. Action that is born from these is non-virtue. From this, the evil migratory beings rises. Means the hell beings, you know, Nara, Preta, animal beings, you see. So they arise from the non-virtues. Then from the action that is born from the that is born or that is motivated from the non-ignorant, non-hatred, non-attachment mind, non-attached mind, our virtue, our virtuous action. Then from this, then all the happy migrated beings rises. The previous one is the suffering migrated beings. Now here, happy migrated beings, you see, rises from these virtuous actions. So like that, you see, so like this, you see, from morning to night, you see, in the 24 hours, depending on our attitude, then you see, when we have positive attitude, it creates, it produces the result happiness. When you have negative attitude, it produces the result sufferings. So in the 24 hours, what we experience, and the happiness, what we experience, came from positive attitude, and the suffering, what we experience, came from negative attitude. So like this. So therefore, you see, as one soul is the creator, therefore, you see, there's great freedom. We have great freedom, you see, since it's up to your mind, since it is up to our mind, you see, we have great freedom. You see, to stop experiencing suffering and to, you see, to obtain happiness. You see, that is by abandoning cause, non-virtue, and practicing the virtue. You know, so like that, by transforming the mind into virtue. The creator of the samsara, the whole entire, you see, suffering and the cause, the karma, and all other the disturbing thoughts is the ignorance, is the concept of true existence. The very root of whole entire, see, the samsara, you know, the whole entire the problems, the true sufferings and causes, the karma, the action karma, and all other disturbing thoughts. Ignorance, not knowing Dharma, and anger, you see, attachment, then all the rest of the disturbing thoughts, the very root is the ignorance, not knowing the nature of the, not knowing the nature of the I. Nature of the self, ultimate nature of the self. Concept of this, concept of the truly existent, truly existent self. To recognize this exactly, without mistake, is most important. Otherwise, there's no way that we can escape from the, we can liberate, that we can be liberated from the, from the whole entire suffering of samsara, without recognizing the root. There's no way we can cut off the root, you see. You see? So like this example, you see now. You see, when there's the aggregates, when there's aggregates, you see, the body, aggregate association, body and mind, you see. When there's this aggregates there, you see, but there's no thought, you see. When there's no thought to label this, you see, Chunang, for example, you see, this Chunang doesn't exist. There's the aggregates, association about the mind, but when there's no thought to label, Chunang, Chunang doesn't exist at that time. But there's no aggregates, even there is the thought, you see, in the parent mind or whatever. Even there's thought level Chunang, but there's no aggregates association about the mind, you see. Then again, that even that time, there's no, even that time, Chunang doesn't exist. You see, first of all,
First, we have to understand this very clear. When there's aggregates, when there's no thought level chunang, chunang doesn't exist. When there's thought with level chunang, but there's no, when there's no aggregates, you see, most of that time chunang doesn't exist. So when the chunang comes in existence, you see, it's only when, you see, aggregates, the base aggregates, other shambhodaman is there, and you see, there's a thought which labels chunang, you see. Then only that time the chunang exists. Only that time the chunang exists. You see, so chunang exists by depending on the base association about the mind and mind which labels chunang. You see, parents or whoever labels the name chunang, you see. So depending on the base aggregates and mind which labels chunang, so depending on those two, the chunang exists. So, you see, you can see, now chunang is merely imputative by the mind. Chunang is either exist, you see, being merely imputed by the mind, depending on that aggregates. So, chunang is empty from its own sight. So that is the reality of chunang. When we think of chunang, you see, by depending on that particular aggregates, then we see we label chunang. Then we label chunang. You see, we don't see the chunang first. First we see the aggregates, you see, the association body mind, the particular base, you see, the particular form of body, you see, we see that first. And that makes us to decide the label chunang, the particular label chunang, you see. So we don't see chunang first. We see the base first, and then we label chunang. You see, we label chunang. After we label chunang, then chunang appears to us. Then only after that, then there's appearance of chunang to us. There is no appearance of chunang before we label. Before we label chunang, there is no appearance of chunang to us. Appearance of chunang is only after we labeled. But when chunang appears to us, it doesn't appear as it is merely imputed by the mind. Chunang appears as, you see, we forget, we're not aware that chunang is merely imputed, you see, when one thinks, when one looks at, you see, when one calls chunang, you see, we forget that it's merely imputed. So it doesn't, I'm not aware. So when the chunang, after labeling chunang, when chunang appears, it doesn't appear as it's merely imputed. It appears, when chunang appears to us, chunang appears, you see, something more than what is merely imputed. Something more than that. Something real. Something more. You see, more than what is merely imputed. Something extra. You see, not. However, unlabeled chunang. Unlabeled. You see, completely opposite to the reality. The reality is a labeled chunang. But when it appears to be unlabeled, independent chunang. You see chunang, but aspect, not merely labeled, you see, unlabeled, independent. You see the chunang in that aspect. You see, there's something more on top of that. You see, chunang is merely imputed, but on top of that, there's something extra. So, you see, like the table is covered by, it's like this table covered by this cloth, you see, like that. So, you see, chunang is merely imputed, but you see, doesn't appear that one. Appear something which is completely something. What chunang, what appears to us, is completely something else, you know, you see, unlabeled, independent. appearances, the appearance is completely contradictory. How Chunang appears? Completely contradictory to the reality. You know, how Chunang exists. How Chunang exists is being merely impeded by the mind. See? So therefore, you see, this appearance is false. This is unreliable Chunang, a real Chunang, a Chunang from its own side is false. False because it is false because it's contradictory to the reality. So therefore, it's false. If it's according to the reality, it's not false. But because this is the opposite to the reality, how can it exist? So therefore, it is false view. So this is a repudium object. You see, like this. Now, in the dusk time, you see, in the evening dusk time, there's a rope, you see, different color rope, you know, like color of snake. There's a rope curled, you see, in the road, in the dusk time. So from, you see, there's no, yeah, before you, see, one sees, you see, this piece of rope there, curled, you see, these things, you see, that which is, this thing that was not clear. You don't see that exactly as a rope. you see. As a rope you don't see. Due to dusk like this, the way it's curled like that, you know. Times are clear, you know. So due to all this, so you see this thing, you see this form first, you know, this form. This form first, then you see one labels snake. One label then snake, you see, snake. One label snake. So after one label snake, you see, then there's appearance of snake. There's appearance of snake. This appearance of snake. You see, now one forgot, you see, one is not aware that the snake, you see, is merely imputed. That which appears is merely imputed by one's own mind. You see, one is not aware that it doesn't, you know, this snake doesn't appear in that way. As merely imputed. So after, before one put the label snake, there's no appearance of snake. So after, first you see the form, you see, unclear dusk time and that where it's rolled and you see, you doesn't have a clear sense to see that. So do that, see. So you see that form, and then one, you see, before one label snake, there's no appearance of snake. So only after one label snake, then there's appearance of snake. After one, you see, one labeled snake, and believe in your own label. You see, you label snake, and you believe in that. Then you see the appearance of snake. The appearance is some. You see, doesn't appear as merely imputed. It appears as it has an existence from sight, as it is real from sight. See, real snake, you know, unlabeled, independent. So you see now, this is now here this is very easy because with an example. However, you see now this happened. So the way this snake occurred, anyway, there's no real snake there. There's no unlabeled snake. There's no independent snake there. There's not even snake there. Here in this case, there's no snake. You cannot find snake on any part of the group, or on any part of the rope, or even the whole group. You cannot find snake. Nowhere you can find snake there. Nowhere there's snake. You see. But you see, you label snake, and then there's appearance of snake. Even that appearance doesn't appear as merely imputed. It appears unlabeled. So it's not true. This snake which appears unlabeled, independent to you, to the perceiver. You see, until you see very clear, this is a piece of rope, you see, with the flashlight and all that, you see, with the being near. You see, until that time, you see, to the perceiver, to this mind, you see, the snake appears, but you see, unlabeled, independent, real snake. So you can see, it's a complete false. You see. So you see now, you see, like that now, you see, we left the eye. So, you see, by depending on the aggregates, we label I. See, by depending on aggregates, we label I. After the imputation is done, the label I, you see, you believe in that, then there's appearance of I. You see, appearance of I. So you see, the thought which labels I is not ignorance. The thought which labels I is not ignorance. That's not ignorance. Root of samsara. You see, there is nothing wrong. That is not the root of samsara. That is not ignorance. After thought which is labeled I, thought labeled I, you see, and then the I, as you believe in that, there's appearance of I. There's appearance of I. First of all, it is clear that, you see, as I mentioned also last night, that, you see, my aggregates, my body and my mind, so I is a possessor and my body and my mind is, mind, body is possession. So possessor and possession, they cannot become one. They're different. So therefore, my mind is not I. You know? Mind is a possession, I is a possessor. This aggregate is what is received, and I is the one who receives it. You see, I is the receiver, and this aggregate is what is received. So they are not one. They're different. You see? So, any of the aggregates, you see, the aggregates of form is not I, feeling is not I, recognition is not I, compound aggregates is not I, patterns is not I, even the whole group is not I, you know. Not I. Even the whole group is not I. The I, you see, no I, no way is on this aggregate, from the tip of the hairs, down the toes, you see, anywhere it exists. Nowhere it exists. From tip of the head down the toes, nowhere it exists. The eye. Neither inside nor outside. On this body mind, on this aggregate, nowhere the eye exists. From tip of the head down the toes, anywhere. Cannot find anywhere. But there's an eye in this room. in the temple, in this temple, there's me in this temple. Because there's no other reason. There's no other reason that there's me, I, in this temple. Now, I'm here in this temple. There's no other reason. Only the reason is, except only the reason, the aggregates, you see, of the Shambhala mind is here in this temple now. So, by this, it is believed, I'm here in this temple now. By that, it is believed, just by that, it is believed that I'm here in this temple now. It is a concept, you see. Idea. It's an idea. You see, because I get it here, so it is believed that I am here in the temple. But this is not I. This aggregate is not I. This aggregate is not I. And because this is basis to be labeled I. And I cannot be found anywhere. On this, I cannot be found anywhere. There's no I anywhere on this. Yeah. So first, you see, I clear that. So what is the I? How the I is? So you see, become extremely fine, extremely subtle. There's no I on this, I guess. There's no I on this again, but there's I in this temple. You see, there's I in the room, you know. So what it is nothing else. What it is nothing else than what is merely imputed by the mind. You see, so this is the reality. It's extremely subtle how the I is, how the I exists. Extremely subtle, you know. So this is what's called subtle dependent rising. It's a Parasangika's view, subtle dependent rising, but which is so difficult to realize, you know, so difficult to realize, you know, so dangerous, so subtle, extremely subtle, you see, how that I exist, to know exactly, very easy to fail nihilism, you know, that I doesn't exist. Very easy to fall nihilism, you know, the true extreme, you see, from the true extreme, eternalism, nihilism. So easy to fall nihilism that to say that I doesn't exist. So therefore, you see, why person gives you, let's say, the divine life and so subtle like this, you see. So the I is not. I, not that doesn't exist, but his life doesn't exist. It's extremely fine, subtle. So now, that's the reality. You see, but, and I, for us, doesn't appear that way. Doesn't appear that way. Completely something else. Concrete. Something, you see, unlabeled, independent from the side. Independent, you see, real one from the side. So, how this can happen to us? After the I is imputed, you know, why it has to appear to listen? Why it has to appear? Why doesn't it appear as merely imputed? Why doesn't it appear as reality, according to the reality? You see, why it appears opposite, is it unlabeled, is it having existence from the side? Why? See? Why doesn't it appear to us according to the reality? So now you see this. So you see, the total which labels I, but depending on that, is, you see, that is not ignorance. And after believing the label, then, you see, appears I, And when the A appears, you see, it appears, you see, different, you see, truly, having existence from its own sight. Having existence from its own sight. You see, complete opposite to meaningless, you see, opposite to merely labeled. When it appears, complete opposite to the evolution, you see, merely labeled. So, then you see, the same continuation thought, the thought that was labeled I, you see, the same continuation, that thought, when it starts to believe, the same continuation of that thought, earlier it labeled I, you see, the latter continuation of that thought, then you see, start to believe. You see, that the I which is labeled appears, you see, having existence from its own side, you know, truly existent. Then, you see, believe, you see, even the thought, the mind to which this a truly existent that I appears, still that is not the root of samsara. Root of samsara is now this thought. Whenever it starts to believe this is true, you see, this is true. Whenever it starts to believe this is true, if this truth is in the eye, you see, what appears is true, then that time, this concept becomes, you see, concept of true existence, and this is the root of samsara. You see, so this, you see, which believes that, you see, that the I, you see, the word I, the I has an existence from the sight. You see, not merely labeled, has an existence from the sight. So, the thought which believes that is true. So, just that I has an existence from the sight. You see, just that. You see, even without, you see, a complete existence, from its own side or exist, that this is permanent or exist alone or, you see, with its own freedom or, you see, not all this wrong conception. These are not, you know, existing with its own freedom, you see, without depending on the aggregates, continuation aggregates, you see. All this is not the root of samsara. So the root of samsara is this thought, you see, after having put the label high, then the condition is taught, you see, when it starts to believe, you see, that I appearing, that it has an existence from sight. There's something from its own sight. There's something from its own sight. No. Having existence from its own sight, you see. So, so when this thought, you see, believe that is true, then this is the root of the, you see, samsara. You see, so now like this, you see, now, what, you see, what makes true the I that is merely imputed, the I which is merely imputed, you see, what makes to appear that true existent? What makes you see? That is, you see, the past life ignorance, the past ignorance left imprint on the mind, left imprint on the mental continuum, you see? And this imprint projected, you see, by the feeling with the machines together, the electricity projects on the world, you see? The things, you see, like TV, or the, you see, people fighting or dancing, or you see, various things that, you see, there's different channels, the different, you see, things that you can see. The know, dancing part, there's one musician part, and one fighting part, and one, anyway, many parts, you know. So, you see, now, that comes from the feeling that from our station, you see. So the imprint, you see, that which is left in the mental continuum by the past ignorance, this projected, you see, projected or decorated the true existence on the, you see, true existence on the merely imputed eye. On the merely imputed eye. You see, it's decorated, you see, it's like painted, you know. Oh, you see, so decorated true existence. You see, put the truth, you see, decorate the true existence on the, you see, mere eye. On the mere eye. So, you see, so that is the concrete, you see, what we see, concrete eye, you see. So, imprint left by ignorance projected on the mere eye, you see. So now that part is complete hallucination. You see, that part is completely hallucination. So, remember as I told before, the clock, you see, the level, this level, another level, this level, another level. You see, but this, you see, is it reality like that? But there's something concrete clock, you see, from its inside. There's something concrete clock there. So, that sending. So actually that hallucination is projected by the imprint left by past ignorance, projected is with concrete thing that, you see, the true existence, you know, that clock from its own side. So, you see, now like this. In the reality, you see now, the real I, projected by this ignorance, you know, real body and mind existing from the side, projected by the ignorance, you know. So this house, this is a temple, is something real from the side, you see. Something real, independent, is projected, you see. Something concrete is projected from the mind. Projected, you see, from the imprint left by the past ignorance. Left by the ignorance. The project is decorated there on the mere house, you see, mere level house, on the mere house. Decorated on there, see this, that's how one see concrete house. So this concrete, that part, concrete, you see, appearance of that concrete house is a hallucination. So that doesn't exist. House exists, what is that? That is the middle level house. That exists. But this concrete house doesn't exist. This house, you see, unlabeled, as a concrete one. This is a real house from the side, you see. Now this is decorated there, projected there. It doesn't, that's hallucination. So, you see, any object, flower, when you see flower, there's a concrete flower, something real from the side. Again, that is a decorated, it's projected. You see, that hallucination, independent flower, is a real flower from the side. Again, it's a projected, decorated on the mere level of the flower, you see, by the mind, you know, from the imprint, left by the ignorance. Ignorance of true existence. You see. So you see now, all these concrete things, all this, you see, true existence thing, we decorate it on every, you see, mere level, on the mere existence. You see, on a mere flower, we put true existence in the flower, true existence, you see. So like this, true existence we put on everything, everything that which you see, middle level, and we decorate the true existence on everything, we cover with the true existence. So you see according to this hallucination, is it true, you see? projected by the using by the mind or by the imprint left by ignorance. You see. Now this solid doesn't exist. You see, this house, this real house, it doesn't exist. You know, from its own appearing from the side, the empty. You see. So the real. So the tourist in the car, a real car from the side, it's empty, doesn't exist, completely empty. All these are reality. You see, this is real I, this is real house from its own side, you see, real car from its own side, real road from its own side, real, you see, house, the real shop from its own side. You see, the whole thing is a real from its own side, real one from its own side, truly, you see. So in the reality, all these are empty, completely empty. What exists is what is merely imputed, only that. Only that. So you can see how things are empty. Now you can see how things are empty in the reality. So you see, so the way to meditate is, you see, so you see, look at I, and appears real one from the side. So this is a projection. You see, things, the projection is the truly existent. The truly existent, you see, truly existent I, projected. This true, say, the truly existence, you see, projected on the mere I, you see, by the mind or by the imprint, you know, led by ignorance. The hallucinated mind. So, you be aware. This truly isn't. This real I truly isn't. I, you see, projection. It's hallucinated. You see, a projection. Hallucination. Projection, which is a hallucination. So, I think this is a refuting object. This is the refuting object. This is the repeating object. You have the appearance of this real I from its own side in the true existence, you see. That this appearance, but in your mind, or in your mind, or in your heart, you see. You see, being aware that this is the reputing object. This is the reputing. This is the projection. Is the imprint. This is the projection of the imprint left by hallucinated mind ignorance. And this is hallucination. So, anyway, the point is this to recognize this is a hallucination. This is a reputing object. This is a hallucination. So then, when you think this is a, when you're mindful that this is a hallucination, you see, then you see, in the reality, it's empty. For this, it comes. This can come. So same thing, you see, like this outside object, house, you know, any object that we see. Then you see, the table, and this is something concrete, real one from the side. You know, this is hallucination. This is a repeating object. So reality is not there. So look at the flower. This real flower appearing from the side, this is projection. This is a hallucination. It's not the hallucination. And the reality is not there. There's no such thing. So like that, you see. So if we practice mindfulness, how everything that's appearing to us, you see, existing from inside, are hallucination. If you practice awareness like this, then you see we are practicing always awareness emptiness. It naturally comes awareness emptiness, you see. So more object we look at, more emptiness. More names, more emptiness. So like that, you see. More object we see, we have, you know, we have more meditation on emptiness. So, you see, like that. Yeah. So, so just this last part, you see, if we meditate like this, we become, say, very powerful, very effective meditation on emptiness. So, you can see the, our life in reality. Now you can see the big, big difference, reality and our life. You see, now you can see how, like earth and sky, the life, you see how we live the life, how we create things, how we believe in the reality. You know. You see, something else, completely different. So, if you really, so that's emptiness. So I think if Chinna is not there translating, then I think if somebody is translating, then I'm finished by now. Did all the tea time edits come by me, by all other beings, past, present, future? May I achieve? Did all this merit? Did all this, you know, empty merit? May the empty I achieve the empty enlightenment and lead the empty sentient beings to the empty enlightenment. So as I just described now, hallucination and you see, so I remember that then dedicated merit in that way, with that awareness. This way, dedicating is a pure dedication, means pure means understand by conceptual truthlessness. So it doesn't get destroyed by anger and heresy. It's made it that doesn't get destroyed by rising heresy, anger, later. So therefore, it's very important to know how to dedicate merit. Otherwise, if we put so much effort in the merit, in the actual action and motivation, then dedication is not done correctly. Then if it's not done dedication or not done correctly, then it can be destroyed.